Hello everyone and welcome to another Audio Mo for June the 15th, 2022. As always, still playing catch up, but not for any bad reasons as such this time around. Just been quite busy, but I'm going to get into it and share with you all that's been going on through the next few Mo's. If you're taking part in this, I hope you're enjoying it as a creator. Also, if you're listening to them, I hope you're enjoying the created art that is within Audio Mo. And if you haven't, go find out more.
In the midst of darkness, light persists.
So frankly, I could just play this without interrupting it at all. Such an amazing song. It's called Beethe Beethe Keys Keys. B-E-T-H-E. B-E-T-H-E. K... Hang on a minute. K's is... K-E-S-E. So Beethe Beethe Keys Keys. So why am I playing this? Well, this is an inclusive Mo, you might say. And it is centered around, I've called it Indian. I'm playing on words a little bit because Indian, which will become apparent, and Ian, so the last part of Indian, my late brother, I want to talk about him too, all in the name of inclusivity. So this boom inspired by the fact that I think it was on Wednesday I had... I'll start it off by saying that I live in a shared house while I'm up in Birmingham work for the working week. And it's a really interesting story because I was looking for housing and I've got... I had Usher then, my first guide dog, and obviously still have a guide dog now. And I was getting lots and lots and lots and lots of refusals. And I have this thing in life where... And I almost pray and want it to be that any time I face discrimination, I always want there to be the balance, because I always know it will come, you know, that when you're shown discrimination, in the end, something will happen that will prove that not everyone's like that, and it's an individual choice to be a certain way or to behave a certain way when you're discriminating. So I kept getting refusals from really primarily, I'd say, the Asian community in terms of the landlords and stuff in Birmingham. Now, I'm not saying that that's exclusively and always the case. It's exactly what I'm trying to avoid saying. So, you know, you mustn't, nobody must take, and to be honest, I wouldn't be your associate or friend or anything if you did take my words wrongly, because you know me well enough to know that that's what I'm not, and you know, I'm not gonna vouch on anyone else's or be used for anyone else's agenda in terms of their prejudice. So that's out of the way, right? But it was happening. I was getting refusals because, you know, landlords don't want pets in their houses. And there's a big thing in the government now to try and get over that and to stop it happening. And Michael Gove is doing something with that white paper that's come out. But it does need to change. And certainly with assistance dogs, where, you know, you do have legal rights, apparently. Anyway, it kept happening. And then I got an email from someone that was doing a house share, a landlady. And they're Sikh. They're a Sikh family. And that's what I live with now. Absolutely fantastic. So I live with a Sikh family. And they were having a family get-together. And there was one of their family coming in from Australia, and her boyfriend was there, and various other people of their family, and they've just invited me. It was literally, I mean, they didn't even know, I don't think, that I'd been invited by my landlady, and yet they literally, as soon as I walked into that, the house, came down to feed Pergo, and they said, oh, yeah, come and have some food. And honestly, it epitomises the whole unity of culture and stuff, and it was just a fantastic evening, very typical of what they're like. So I'm very lucky to have a landlady that's very do anything for me, basically, and that is just something I wanted to say, you know, because I do face discrimination with things like refusals in taxis, and people go, oh, it's the Asian community, oh, it's Muslims, oh, it's not, it's this, it's that, it's that. But I can promise you that every situation I face where that sort of thing has happened, where you could say, oh, Muslim did this or whatever, then another Muslim will say, no, that is wrong. This is not how we do our faith, you know. We shouldn't refuse guide dogs because, you know, it's right to basically, you know, perform acts of kindness. Now, the fact that you're paying someone for that service is by the by, you know, but they see it as that. And so we must be really careful. This world is awful at the moment. Very, very divisive, and it's getting worse, it feels like to me. But anyway, that's the first part of my thinking, and I'm just going to bring in another song. Here it comes, and I'll be back with you in a second. All right then, so the two songs are connected with the word Indian. I want to talk about Ian, my late brother. He died just before lockdown. Lived a very, very interesting life in many respects, but lived a very, very full life. Very, very, I can't think of the word, in some ways a destructive life. But for lots of reasons, we were both grew up in the care system. And I'm going to turn this there, and we'll come back to it in a minute. And that'll become apparent why in a minute. So lived a very destructive life in many respects, but was brought up in the care system and really struggled with his past. But one thing that he didn't struggle with was his sexuality. And he was very, very out there and gay and proud of it. And I used to call him the Queen of Birmingham. And that was not an offensive thing. He loved Madonna, so we're going to come to that in a second. But again, having the privilege to see gay people in their community and as couples, and basically living that life that we all say we want them to have the right to live. But I've also been in communities where, you know, the idea of them living their life together has been abhorrent to some people. And of course, mainly the some elements of the Christian community, and I count myself as part of that community. But just, again, me being in the situation where I have the honour, really, of life experience that always shows me the opposite to that which I initially might see or experience or view, and find that there's a perception from other people that might have in the past tried to influence me about a view, that there's always a way of, that there's always a counteraction and always a counterbalance. And I think if you don't have that in your life, you should look for it. So Ian was, as I said, flamboyant, lived his life, and as I say, died in 2020, just before lockdown, of you know, a cirrhosis and many other things, really. But boy, was it good to know him. We were fostered out as kids, so I didn't see him growing up. And one, the most poignant thing about the beginning of our latter relationship was the fact that he saw my profile on the Friends Reunited, if any of you remember that. It was like the social media before Facebook and Twitter. And I'd updated my profile, and part of it was like saying what I did at church and stuff, and just didn't think anything of it. I just thought, well, it's an update, let's do it. And he didn't contact me for 2 years, because he delayed contacting me for over 2 years, he said, because he thought that I wouldn't accept him because he was gay. I just think it was incredibly upsetting to hear that, obviously. And that certainly wasn't why I stopped going to mainstream church and doing my Christianity in a mainstream way. That's another story for another day. But it really gave me pause for thought. And my mission really has always been has latterly been, it's not enough to think that you're tolerant and accepting. I think you have to be active in that sometimes. Anyway, that's probably it for now. I think this is one of those that you could keep talking about, but maybe you've got a comment, maybe you've got an experience, maybe you've got something you'd like to say, or maybe not. Maybe it will just stir some thinking up in your head and in your heart, and let's try to be inclusive and embracing and accepting, not just tolerant. Tolerant is not a good fit, really. It's not good enough. Anyway, I'll leave this with you, live to tell, in honour of my brother Ian, who showed me many ways in which to appreciate life, as troubled as he was. I'll speak to you on the next Audiomo. Bye for now.